Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Burt Show.
So, Melissa, you weren't here last week when Jen Hobby actually on the air was starting to get mad at producer Joanna.
Okay.
She really was. You don't see...
About what?
You don't see Jen lose it quite often, but she was on the borderline there.
I was teetering.
Yeah.
Because I just didn't quite understand it. Joanna was talking about this girl who they are friends with and how she felt like she was in kind of constant competition with her, right?
Remember they were supposed to go to the lake or something?
Oh, yeah. Together? The one that she disinvites to things?
I don't disinvite her. I just don't extend the invitation to her.
She doesn't invite
difference?
Her.
Yeah, I guess that means that you would have initially invited
right.
her. I see. Semantics. Anyway.
And so. I just didn't quite understand what they were competing over because they both have boyfriends and mm-hmm. Joanna's in love with her boyfriend, Jason. And they're going to get married, and they both have, you know, great careers going on, and they aren't going after the same job.
No, but I just think that, you know, I have insecurities like every other girl, and this girl just really touches on a lot of my insecurities, and I've just never encountered someone who I feel has everything going for them, you know, and that's just insecurity that I have.
And again, so she has never done anything to make you feel insecure. She's never been mean, never said a nasty word.
So why can't you be happy
nothing.
For her?
I am. No, I'm totally happy for her. But inside, I'm insecure when I'm around her.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Because she's like physically, she thinks that she's better looking than Joanna. She thinks that career-wise, she's already set in her career. So she's got everything Joanna wants.
Got that going.
And she's got better mic technique than Joanna.
Sorry, I didn't realize it was falling apart.
Okay, so
this past weekend, we went snowboarding. And I was a little hesitant to go snowboarding because we were going to be hanging out with her all weekend. And I just knew that, you know, all of my insecurities were going to just be there all weekend long. I was going to be constantly comparing myself to her. I think she's beautiful. I think she's funny. I think she's smart. And I think she's a great
person.
You think
all of those things about yourself, too.
Not necessarily.
Yes, you do.
I mean, I think I'm a cute girl, and I think I'm pretty funny. I make people laugh every now and again.
It's okay to be confident. You can tell Jeff, yes, I think I'm beautiful. Yes. I think I'm smart.
But she's
there's
at
nothing
a
wrong with that.
She's at a different level.
She's just like,
you
totally
think
different level.
In all of these categories, you come in second place to her.
Yes, absolutely. Second place, definitely. But anyway, so we went snowboarding, and I was really nervous, and I didn't want to go.
Mm-hmm.
But we went, and I had a good time. I mean, you know, the first day, we were snowboarding together, and it was fun because she was snowboarding, and she's not very good at it. Mm-hmm. So it was fun because we were all on the ground, and we were all falling, and I had a good time. But the second day, she was skiing. And I was snowboarding, and she's really good at skiing. Uh-huh. And I was so mad because I was like, I want to ski now because I want to be good like her. So it's like, again, she's better than me in skiing, and it really got to me. I'm just very competitive.
What is fascinating to me about just the observation, because I assume that when Jen says she didn't understand, because I don't see, I don't look at women that way. My friends don't look at women that way. So I'm assuming it's most women don't do this with each other. However, I want to say in your case, what fascinates me is if there is a guy who and there are guys who are jealous of other guys for sure and hate them. But then there's this opportunity that some guys want to hang out with people mm-hmm. that are more successful than them so mm-hmm. that they learn something from them.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if you can kind of convert that into she seems more talented, in your perception, she seems more talented, then maybe you could learn something from her rather than be kind of self-deprecating about her.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, and I completely agree with you. I think that you should surround yourself with successful people because I think that that's going to help you in the long run. You know, you are who you are surrounded by, in a sense. But I guess what I didn't understand is that I have insecurities. I guess what I didn't understand with Jen was why you were getting so angry with me because I think we all have insecurities. I'm just being vocal.
I don't think I was getting angry with you. I was getting angry with the sentiment in the room that all women do this. Like, that was the part that was frustrating to me. It's like, we may all have insecurities about ourselves, but I certainly don't walk around my life comparing myself to other women. And I certainly wouldn't exclude someone from my group because I thought she was talented or beautiful or smart or funny or all of those things. I would be like, that's somebody I want to hang out with. That's somebody I want to be around. So I think the sentiment in the room with the guys, especially sort of like taking your side, like, oh, all women feel this way. And I just...
Well, it's not the first time we've heard this. Like, I think it was
I don't agree. I don't think all women feel that way.
I think it was Jeff that said one weekend that that was Jessica, that she walked into like a mall, right? And she walks by a woman really quickly and she wanted you to like check her butt out to see if she compared.
Yeah, I can't remember why we were talking about that, but that's not... It was when we were on vacation, but that's... I think that's two totally different things.
Why?
I think, like, because Jessica didn't know that woman.
But she still saw a woman that she perceived to be better looking than she was, and she walked up to her, made you check both of their booties to make sure hers looked better.
Yeah, but I think, and I'm not trying to put words in Jen's mouth, which is true, she did that, but I think it's different to have somebody in your circle that you consider a friend.
But, or a potential friend.
But she's forced into a friendship.
Have her be an enemy. I'd like to create the word frenemy. But like to have
Brilliant.
Somebody.
You've got this thing with somebody here in the office also. Like you are in competition with somebody here in the office and they don't even know that you're in competition with her.
No, that one's different. It's not somebody in the office. It's this girl that I went to high school with and I call her my arch nemesis because everything she goes after and I go after, she gets over me. So it was a joke. I mean, it's just so funny because we went to high school together and we both went after like the Miss North Gwinnett pageant and she won. And then, you know, she was like homecoming queen and I wasn't. And then we both went after this Georgia lottery thing and she won it over me. And then now she works in this office and I'm like, I swear I can't get away from this girl.
Hey, Lisa, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi, good morning. Just real quick. Joanna, you're so beautiful.
Thank you.
I'm so frustrated with you right now. This is the reason why I don't have a lot of girlfriends. Who cares what she looks like? Who cares if she's better? Get over it. You're so beautiful. This is why I don't have a lot of girlfriends because of that. It's just these insecurities. Just be happy for her. And if she's a good friend to you, then be her friend. This is why I have so many guy friends, because girls...
But you've reiterated that you don't have any girlfriends. Do you think that all girls act like this?
Just about. I mean, I have a handful of good girlfriends that, you know, are not jealous of me. I'm not jealous of them. I'm not jealous of any girl, you know, I guess because I'm just secure within myself. But it's so frustrating to hear girls do this to themselves, you know, and that's why you should never be like jealous of somebody else, because you just never know what's going on in their heads. Just like right now. I mean, I look at Joanna and I'm like, oh, my gosh, she's so gorgeous. But look at her insecurities. It makes you ugly, sweetheart, and you're not. You're not an ugly person. Please stop that. Please. That's all.
I mean, the comment I have to make is because I've never had that situation. I've never been jealous of another girl. None of my girlfriends and I from junior high all the way to now have never, you know, been this way. But I'm not the traditional, like, pretty girl who would go for a North Georgia pageant or go for, you know, any of these things. So I'm curious if this has to do with women who traditionally, and you know, tell me if I'm right or wrong, traditionally focus on their looks only. Because, you know, most of my friends are not the beauty queens. They're not the ones that want to be the beauty queens. And, you know, it's not that they're not beautiful. But the thing is, I think what makes a woman beautiful is all parts of a woman. And I think that, to me, the less attractive women are the ones that only focus on their looks and only focus on their status in society. And it seems that this happens with women like that.
Joanna, do you put more value into looks, your looks, do you think, than other women put into their looks?
No.
Do you get a lot of your self-worth from your looks?
No, I think initially, you know, people look at you and they're like, oh, she's a pretty girl. But I definitely think it's your personality and how you treat other people and things like that. And, you know, whether you have a good sense of humor and all that goes into it. I think that holds more value.
But what are you jealous of this other girl? I mean, it just seems that it's everybody talks about beauty. And I'm wondering if when you focus on beauty, it becomes the shallow thing that causes this drama.
I guess I'm jealous of her because she went to college and she has a degree. Mm-hmm. I'm jealous of her because she has a great paying job. You know, she's not struggling like I struggle, which I know this because I've talked to her. She doesn't struggle every day like I do. I hate getting upset about it because it's stupid to get upset about it.
Yeah, why are you breaking up about it?
Because that's my insecurity. I didn't go to college. I didn't get a 4-year degree. I don't have a backup in case this doesn't work out. This girl does. She has a backup. If tomorrow her boyfriend leaves her and it goes back to, you know, months ago when I talked about my insecurity with Jason, like, I guess I'm jealous of that security. I have not had security in so long, and it frustrates me. And that girl does. She has it. She has a diploma that she can hang on her wall. And if tomorrow it all falls apart, she has that diploma to go back on. And it's not just about, I mean, yeah, she's a beautiful girl, and that helps. It helps to be beautiful, smart, and funny. I mean, come on.
But it's really more about security for you than it is anything
else. All
the
security that I feel like she has around her. And I hate to say that I don't exclude her from my group of friends. I would never do that. I'm not that mean of a person. Mm-hmm. But we don't really extend invitations to her, no. And I mean, but if she
What's
got invited,
though?
Yeah. I mean, I don't like go out of my way to say, hey, come out with us. Plus, she lives in another state now, so it's a little different.
But like when her name comes up, you'll be like, oh, she's really got to go.
No, I mean, kind of, I guess.
Just the hand?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's hard to be around someone who you feel like just has it all.
Mm-hmm.
But you have the same things. It's just different things than she has. I mean, you have a great job. You have great friends, a great family. So if you ever fell back, you have a family. You have Jason to rely on, too.
You're absolutely right.
And just different things. She could be jealous of you in a completely different thing.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Aubrey, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hey, I was just going to say, at first I was kind of getting a little frustrated as well with some of the other callers. But then I remembered I'm in my 30s. And when I was in my 20s, I remember feeling this way about a lot of girls I was friends with. And then as I've matured and grown up and had some life experience, I've realized it's different things that may define you. And there was one particular girl in college that's kind of like Joanna's describing, that right out of college got married, had a husband, had a great career, started having kids. I was single. I didn't really follow the same path, and I was really insecure about that. And I have followed up with her, and now she's staying home with her children, has been for quite some time. And I was talking to her recently, and she was just talking about kind of being a little bit jealous of me because I do have a career and I've had a lot of life experience separate from her husband and the life that I used to envy when I was in my 20s. And I don't know.
Everybody needs to realize that the grass is brown everywhere.
Well, and I think, I mean, I think that for women who do this, I mean, obviously there's some because they're calling up, you know, even though I agree with Jen that I never experienced this, but I do think it's sad because insecurity, you know, you punish yourself and you punish opportunities around you because of it. I mean, I know it sounds cliche to be confident in yourself, but there is something to that. You know, like, you know, just because her, like the last caller, just because she may end up being unhappy eventually in her life still does not solve the problem. I mean, right. you know what I mean? Like, this girl has nothing to do with your insecurity. It's your insecurity. She just happens to touch upon it, you know? And it's...
Here's Joanna's mom. Let's get her.
Okay.
Hey, Joanna's mom. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, everybody?
Hola, good morning. Madre. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Joanna.
Yes.
I think part of this is my fault about her insecurities because I'm always told my daughter she was the most beautiful girl in the world. Then when she went out to the world and she found out there's more people there, they're more beautiful than you are. But the outside looks, Joanna, doesn't mean anything. All right?
Okay.
I want you to stop worrying about that. I don't know what's going on in your little brain now, but you're beautiful.
Your brain's not little.
She's going to obsess over that all day today.
How
you are just,
little.
I mean, I'm so proud of my children. I mean, every time Joanna comes to visit me at work, I just take her all over the school because I want people to see her because she is beautiful. She's gorgeous. Not just outside, inside. You are a beautiful girl inside, Joanna.
Thank you.
You don't need to be... Everybody has insecurities, okay? It's not just you.
Except
everybody does.
Jeff does not. He's the only
you
one.
You know, even men does have insecurities. All right? And you're going to make me cry now because I don't want you to be unhappy because you are my life, baby. I want you to be happy. I want you to be a strong woman. And about college degree, we can solve that problem. Go back to college. Get your degree. I got married young. I didn't get a college degree. Then when I was in my 40s, I turned around and did something about that. And you can do it. But you don't need to be worrying about other people being more successful. You're going to be what you're going to be, okay?
Okay.
And you cannot compare yourself to anybody.
And oh, again, yeah. I would submit that your mom is wiser than other women because she has an accent.
Thank you.
I mean, Joanna, you just, I don't know what's wrong with you, baby. Maybe because you are what?
25.
5 inches shorter than she is?
Oh. I feel that. I'm jealous for her, too.
So, thank you.
I don't like to hear you talking about it like that.
Okay.
Because that made me sad. And I thought I'd make a...
Oh, so sweet.
But it made me sad. You don't want to see your children being secure. You want to be. Mm-hmm. You want to see your children being happy.
Have you seen a picture of this girl that she's talking about?
Yes. She is a very pretty girl, but she... I mean... Don't take, I don't want to be one of those moms, uh-oh, you know, but she is a pretty girl, okay?
Is she prettier than Joanne?
Oh, stop. Here, I'll stop this. Here, this is exactly what I was talking about.
Normal pretty girl. She is just always, she always looked good because she always got makeup on it, all right? And then she makes sure that she has the makeup on when they take her pictures.
That is such a mother thing.
True. That's true. She showed it to me.
I could never walk into my mother's house without makeup on.
Thank you, Mom.
Yeah, I just want to see more teamwork amongst women. You know, like, and instead of this jealousy. So when a girl says, I don't have any girlfriends, red flag.
But I do.
I was talking about that caller.
Oh, okay. No, my friends are beautiful. Thank you. I don't want anybody to think I'm like this mean person who doesn't have girlfriends. I have lots of girlfriends. But yes.
But all of them are ugly.
The Burt Show.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
The Burt Show.
All right, Melissa, this started about a week ago when Sally called us initially, and her idea was to go into the boss's office mm-hmm. with her coworker, and they were both going to demand a raise.
I do remember that.
One of my coworkers had mentioned that she's buying a house, and when asked how she's able to do that, she mentioned that she just got a raise. And my other coworker and I, she and I did not get a raise. And so, you know, we were out in the parking lot and we devised a plan that we're going to go into the boss's office today and demand a raise.
So they did that. They walked in there hand in hand. Mm-hmm. And were you here when the boss broke them
no.
up, basically? Okay, so Sally and the coworker, who we found out later's name was Jenny, walk into the boss's office and they demand their raise.
Mm-hmm.
And the boss says, well, you know what, guys? You're half right. I've got money, but I only have money for one of you guys. So he says, why don't you guys, you know, come up with, you know, I'll interview both of you guys in a couple of days. And we'll see who gets the job.
Smart.
And I think
so
it's
really smart.
Yeah, and I think it's just the boss jacking
yes.
with them. Like, he fully knew that, you know, what was going on, so.
But that's a great response.
Mm-hmm. Broke
so
him then, up immediately.
Yes.
So then they come in Monday to individually pitch for the jobs, and that's when he found out she had been on the radio.
Yes, yeah, so Jenny goes in for her interview first,
uh-huh.
and then Sally walks in with the boss, and the boss says, hey, before we start this whole interview thing, have you been on Q100 talking about this? Because Jenny sold her out, and Sally had to say, yeah, I've been on the radio. So the boss says, you know what, rather than us do the interview, why don't you just, you know, forget about this today. So Sally leaves his office, and she's all insecure. She has no idea what's going on, and he calls us and
great.
Says this.
She seemed like she was having so much fun with this. I thought I was trying to appeal to Atlanta. My idea was that both of the girls would... appeal to your listeners on the radio and then have your listeners decide who gets the raise.
That's great.
So we were totally into that.
That's great.
He was like, you're going to have fun with the radio? No, I'm going to have
me
fun with
the radio. I'm still the boss.
So Sally comes on and she makes a plea and she just totally hacks it. In her on-air interview,
uh-huh.
she hacked it. She ripped on single moms. She
smokers.
Ripped on smokers.
What?
And yeah.
What does that have to do with the job?
Jenny, the girl she's competing with, has kids. So Sally starts off strong, like once or twice, you know, one or two good lines where she's like, there are people in the office who will vouch that I've contributed to making the company money by supporting them with blah, blah, blah. So that's good. And then about 90 seconds into it, she goes, and Jenny has kids and I don't. And there's such a big distraction to her at work. And then from talking about her,
she's like, "Well, I don't take sick days because I don't have kids that are out sick, and
I don't talk to my kids on the phone."
Yeah. Oh wow!
And we asked her how much time she spent on Facebook and you know social networking sites and all that kind of stuff. It got ugly.
She hacked it.
Yeah. Bad.
So she comes on and she messes it up, and then Jenny comes on the next day and does okay.
She didn't really do that much better.
Did she rip on Sally?
A little bit.
Because that's kind of uncool to rip on the other candidate.
But all Jenny had to do was say hi. Like, she didn't even have to do anything because Sally messed it up that bad. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Less was definitely more, right? Mm-hmm. But by the time she got off the phone, it was almost unanimous Burt Show listeners calling up saying, nobody deserves a raise and they ought to fire the boss because this is totally unprofessional. So we haven't talked to the boss about it, but we do have results. So we put the poll up online and people have been voting all weekend long. Hey, Sally.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. You know, glad to get back to work.
All right, you feeling good about your pitch last week? And what did you think when you heard Jenny on with us?
I just thought she was ridiculous and you know, I mean, we'll see what she says, but she sounded awful and she even admitted that it's not her priority.
Have you guys spoken since you both were on the radio?
No, not really.
I love how this united front has turned into a war.
I mean, within 4 days, they walked into the boss's office together because they knew that there were strength in numbers. And within 4 days, you got one on the air calling the other one a whore.
That's horrible.
You know, anyway. So, totally broken at this point. All right, so are you fairly confident, insecure, or think that Jenny's going to get the job at this point?
Well, confident only because, you know, like she admitted that it's not our priority. And here I am, like I said, an employee that gives 110%, you know, 90% of the time. So that's, I mean, I think it's pretty clear that I deserve it.
So you give 100% 90% of the time?
I give 110% 90% of the time.
And what do you give the other 10%?
Well, good thing this is not your selling
point. You know what? That's inspirational. I'm going to put that on a t-shirt. We should put that on a plaque.
I give 110% 90% of the time. So when you average it out, you give 100% 100% of the time. So that's good. It was brilliant.
Wow. All right. Now, and do I have this a little twisted? One of you gets the raise. That doesn't necessarily mean the other one is leaving the job, right?
Right.
So you're right. He didn't.
Nobody's getting fired.
No one's getting fired.
That is what does whoever gets the job. Does the other one have to answer directly to you or her? You
know, it's just a raise. It's not a promotion.
It's just a raise. Okay, that's right. Okay,
they'll have to work side by side next to each other, knowing that the other one is making $5,000 more than the other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much the same thing, except like I said, I do more work, but whatever.
I think pretty much the person that gets the raise will stay, and the other one eventually here pretty quickly will quit.
Right.
Because the work environment.
I mean, the boss has been in on this. Right.
But this is not a great job market to be quitting anything. Mm-hmm.
True. Right.
You know.
Totally.
Might want to just hang on to it.
Okay. You want the official results?
Okay. Yeah, I do.
All right. After all weekend long and voting. Well, I will tell you this. It wasn't even close. The final online poll was 85% to 15%.
Okay. Yeah.
And Jenny won.
I don't see why.
How could she have won? I think that's ridiculous.
It wasn't even close.
You knew you weren't going to win this.
Hey, I just built a strong case, and hopefully my boss will be smart enough to not even pay attention to these results.
But that's what he was basing his decision on, so you're not getting a raise.
You're not surprised.
You cannot be shocked by the results.
And I will say our listeners gave 110% in this voting, at least 90% of the weekend.
Hey, I have to tell you, no, I think it's ridiculous because what makes this official? Who did the counting of this? I mean, come on. How do I know that you guys didn't do something funny with this?
So you think we have something personal against you and that's why we manipulated the results for Jenny to win?
Yeah, I think he got a little defended about defensive about, you know, some of my comments. And all, like I said, all I was doing was building a stronger case that I'm a better worker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you lost.
Yeah, better worker or not, she's getting paid more.
Yeah, we don't care enough to spend the time to manipulate the.
You know, outcome. I have to say, I honestly, I don't think my boss is going to follow through with listening to these results. I just don't think there's any, you know.
How can he not?
Back it up officially.
Yeah, this was his idea.
Yeah, how can he not?
Because, I mean, I'll go to his boss then and just say this is it's completely not justified. That she would get a raise. She even, how can somebody come in and just say, I really don't care bits about this job, that my priority is something else and somewhere else. And then here I'm saying, you know, I'm a better employee, fully and obviously, and then she gets more money for doing less of a job? That's ridiculous.
Your debate is inconsequential at this point. I mean, your boss said, put the poll up. We did that. You made your pitch. She made her pitch. If you think it's fair or not, you got smoked.
Well, I think maybe your poll might be inconsequential at this point to this my boss. And his
right.
Boss.
Okay.
Desperate.
Okay.
Right. I'm on painkillers and I don't really care.
What I find fascinating is that you're defending your job performance when that's all you had to do in the beginning by yourself is walk in and tell the boss that in order to get a raise. You started this drama by trying to take somebody else in.
We did it together.
And then you turned on her viciously, and thus you lost the poll.
I was just building myself a stronger case. Okay. And actually, she's the one that kind of got very story. And
We got to get your boss back on, but you got to take it up with him. I mean, because at this point, we played by the rules that he gave us, and you lost, and so you didn't get the rules.
I'll take it up with his boss.
Okay. You do that.
Good luck. 90% of the time.
Jen, but she does give 110%.
90% of the time. Okay, Sally, good luck.
That is classic.
Thank you. Fine. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
I think she knew that was coming.
She knew that was coming.
I think
I'll go to his boss. And then I'll go to his boss.
She never really even had a chance based on, I mean, she was on the radio for 3 days before Jenny. So people disliked her even before the
poll.
She never even had a chance.
But I think her angry reaction or whatever, she knew that she would have to react that way. How, like, I mean, any friend of hers is going to say, yeah, you're
a tool.
I'm not sure she has friends.
The Burt Show.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Burt Show.
All right, we have a local Snopes to run by you guys this morning. Now, Snopes is a website that is dedicated to either proving or disproving different theories that you might hear.
Urban legends.
Urban legends, yeah.
You know, like that email about the guy who had the pictures under the seat at the wedding.
Right. Yeah.
You know, it's always a friend of a friend that heard that. Well, Snopes would like actually go in and investigate that and tell you, you know what, that's an urban legend story. That's not really real. Or, yeah, there's some truth to it and here's where it came from.
So from time to time, we'll do a local version and we'll ask any of you guys that might have any information to either call us up and tell us, no, it's totally not true. Or, yes, it is true. Like in the past.
The first and the biggest one we did was that there's a city at the bottom of Lake Lanier.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And this happened, we talked about this 2 summers ago when we were at the height of the drought because everybody started to say,
the steeple's about
to
show.
You got
to
be careful if you're boating on Lanier because you're going to hit the steeple, the church steeple with your boat.
Right.
And so we talked about that. And then people were the most passionate about this one. They were calling up saying, it is there. And then if you swim down, you can see the cemetery next to the church.
Right.
You can see it if you swim. If you scuba dive down there, you can see it. And so that was the biggest one we've done. But There's just been other random things that come up.
There was a restaurant that the rumor was that they lined up all the girls because it's a restaurant where the waitresses wear really skimpy clothing. Mm-hmm. And the rumor was that the owner of this establishment lined all the women up and said to them, too fat. You need to take about 6 pounds off. You look okay. You're good. You're too fat. So we asked on the air if that was true. And what did we find out? We found out that wasn't true.
Well, right?
That's what they
depends
said.
Depends on who you ask.
Right. Yeah. That was 50-50.
Mm-hmm. That one had the gray areas. But that's the idea that if there's something going on, and the one that we're going to discuss today could be a national epidemic, but we don't care about anywhere else other than Atlanta.
We're hearing the word house humping thrown around quite a bit.
What is house humping?
Jeff, you can give the better definition because you're a pro.
The idea behind house humping, and this is somebody who emailed us, and the person who emailed us was a realtor and a realtor. If you listen to the commercials, realtor, and this real estate agent had finished showing a home one weekend and was just doing a final walkthrough to make sure all the blinds were drawn and the doors were locked, and stumbled across a couple. Doing it in one of the empty rooms of the house. And so kind of like, I don't know how they handled it, but like that person, they ended up leaving, you know, that couple. And so this realtor started telling all of their friends about this crazy story, and their other real estate agent friends said, oh, yeah, that's called house humping. And it happens all the time. There's real estate agents who will bring their significant others to empty houses. There are landlords who are renting houses who between tenants will do it. There are people who look at houses who, when they think that nobody's around, will go in there and do it.
Like they just go to like an open house on Sunday from 2 to 5?
Yes, ma'am.
And is this something that they do every weekend or is this just
I don't know if it's a one-time thrill thing. I would guess
what I've heard is like it's almost like a fetishy type thing.
Really?
That you look up the open houses and each weekend you would go to one and you house hump from you hump from house to house.
So it's like a hobby? Is it a hobby or like what's the point?
Well, you could take a map out and you could tack all the neighborhoods.
Counties.
What?
Counties, and you could do costs.
Yes.
Like you could do a house that's worth less than $100,000, a house that's worth between $100,000 and $150,000. You could go. You could join to the $250,000 club. You could do it in a house that's worth more than $250,000. Booyah!
4-4-7-4-1-Q-100. And I don't think we're looking for the people that were just happened to be looking legitimately for a house, and spontaneously this idea came up. I think we're looking at house humping means you do this regularly.
You seek it out.
Right.
You have to call yourself a house humper.
Hello, I am a house humper. That's what you have to say.
Save that.
No,
just the first part. Just the first part at the beginning.
Dang it.
Good morning, Jay. You're on Q100.
Yes, my name is Jay, and I am a house humper.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Jay.
All right, so this is a one-time thing, or is this something that you do regularly?
It's been multiple times. Me and my wife, we have a friend who's a realtor, and she would actually give us the numbers to the drop boxes to get inside the homes to check them out. And, you know, one thing leads to another.
I think
it's the kitchen counter, you know, just different parts of the home.
What's the thrill of it?
Just of being in a new area and the possibility of getting caught, I guess.
I get it.
Okay.
I think it's even cooler that it's with his wife.
Yeah.
How long have you guys been married?
About 3 years now.
Oh, okay. Boy, I can't wait to talk to you guys in another 15 years.
And are these in like empty houses or are these furnished houses?
No, absolutely empty. Completely empty.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yeah. I thought these were like the demo houses or something, so they'd already have like beds in there.
See, Mike,
that would actually kind of like freak me out, like invading privacy. Well, I guess we're still invading privacy, but like, you know, doing it on somebody else's bed,
That'd be my concern if I ever put my place up for sale. You know, when you show it, it's still furnished.
Mm-hmm.
So I would be concerned that, you know, people would be giving me reason to buy a blacklight.
It doesn't necessarily have to be house humping. It can be apartment humping. Hey, Mark, good morning. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Wow, man. Nice segue. My name is Mark, and I am an apartment humper.
Hi, Mark.
Yes. My wife and I have been married. Well, I don't want to give too much away, but when we first got married and we didn't have kids, I worked for an apartment complex. I'm the maintenance guy. And we would go in either the model and christen the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Or we would go in, like, the vacant apartment after they were freshly cleaned and everything and, do.
I got you.
I love it. And again, a husband and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
I like the model apartment things because if you ever go into a model apartment or a model house, the furniture is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's decorated nicely.
Yes.
Like, I could get
really,
used to
really
this.
Yes.
Just start pretending that you're living there.
There it is.
That's great.
Here is Donna. She wants to be on the Voice Disguiser. Hi, Donna.
Hi.
Hi.
Voice Disguiser, right?
Yes.
Okay. It's weird because our hobby is actually during, like, my phase weekends, we'll go out and house hunt, even though we've owned our house for 2 years. And it just so happens that we'll stumble into the subdivisions where there's nobody there. The houses are all open, 10, 20, 30 houses, whatever. And we'll just hop around to each house.
Really?
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
That's good stamina.
Yeah.
And she didn't admit it at the beginning of the call, though.
I know.
No.
And what's the thrill of it for you is what?
New environment. Who knows? I mean, I don't know. It just started one time. I don't even know why we go and look at houses because we own a house.
That's awesome.
So it's just for new environment.
I think this should be, this should have a name and it should be called Doing the Harry Norman.
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
Or just doing Harry Norman.
And that's what it's called. Like, I'm going to go give her a Harry Norman.
Oh my God.
What?
Hey, Ashley, good morning.
Or finding Remax.
Hi.
When my husband and I bought our house, we were the first one on the street, and we had sex in all the other houses before everybody moved in.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
All right, so this is legit. House humping is absolutely legit.
People are doing it.
People are doing it.
Literally.
And now she can look at all of her neighbors and go, yep, been in your bedroom, mm-hmm. and your bedroom,
in
and
your house.
Laundry room,
been
and
in
your living
kitchen.
Room, your kitchen.
Yeah, you know where you're cutting your vegetables? I gave her the Harry Norman right there.
The Burt Show. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
The Burt Show.
All right, so this is the email that I got last Thursday. Melissa, you need to know the back history on this.
Uh-huh.
So we talked to this dude, Jesse, last week, and he comes on with us. This is early in the Burt Show, and he says, look, I'm about a 4. If I look at myself critically, I could say, you know what? I'd rank myself at about a 4. And there's a girl in my class that's a 15. She's hot.
Okay.
So how do I ask her out? So we give him some advice, and he comes on the next day, and he ends up bagging the date with, like, this 15, right?
Okay.
But while he's out with her, he realizes that, yeah, she's pretty and all, but she's got nothing else. She's cynical.
Mm-hmm.
She's not a lot of fun to be around. And he claims they don't have chemistry. So at the end of the date, he says that he said to her, look, this isn't working out. Let's just be friends.
Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
That's his story.
Well, yeah, they weren't really buying the story. But then as we asked him more, like, she might have brought up something that would have sparked him to have that conversation, right?
Yeah. But Jeff and I weren't really buying the story because
you didn't think you were out with her.
Well, no. If you're with somebody that hot and mm-hmm. they're annoying, then chances are pretty good because she's so hot. You'd give her 2, 3, 4, 5 other chances.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you could hook up with her.
So you thought that he ended it too soon if it really happened.
But he was real clear, and the hot part didn't matter to him. And what he explained to Bert and Jeff was that he's not looking to have any sex before marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So he wasn't interested in the physical. He wanted their personalities to connect.
He's one of them.
He used the word good Christian. He's a good Christian. So, the looks part of it's nice, but he's looking for something deeper. So we talked about that for a little bit. Then I got this email later on in the day, which I was really surprised by. It says, Burt Show team, I had to write in because I totally buy Jesse's story, and I want to explain why. Jeff and I didn't believe it.
Okay.
Christian guys are the pickiest, harshest judges of women I've ever known. As a Christian woman, let me tell you more. My theory is that these men are waiting for this angel that they've had in their head. They believe that they will remain pure and be intentional, and God will deliver them a perfect physical specimen. I actually heard my pastor admit that he used to believe if he waited to have sex until he was married, he'd be awarded with, quote-unquote, mind-blowing, you know. His point was that God doesn't work that way. They are looking for someone who smiles and nods, votes Republican, teaches kindergarten, and it is so, so, so annoying, she writes. I'm 26 years old. I'm a Christian and looking for a Christian guy. However, I am not a turkey and white bread girl. I have a little personality on me. I like a glass of wine. Some would say I'm witty. I want a career. Your man Jesse would take me to the melting pot, and after a few dips into the cheese, he'd break it off with me. So yes, I buy it. These alleged good guys are still out there, and they are making Christian women feel like chopped liver. WTF, love the show. Lainey.
And then, if you're a Christian, you can't say WTF.
Right. Well, I think we probably should specify devout Christian men. Because, there's so many levels, but of the devout Christian men that I've known in my life, I could see where she's coming from.
Really?
Because, I think that there is an expectation,
Her email makes sense. Do you think they hold themselves to that same expectation, or do you think it's a double standard expectation?
Well, I just wonder if it's just, I don't know if it's just a male Christian thing or a female devout Christian thing. If you were going to withhold sex until marriage, you have this extreme expectation. You have one shot at finding a partner, so you're going to try to pick the cream of the crop, or at least what you think that is. And that's why you're over picky and over judgmental, maybe, about a partner. But like I said, that's like, to me, that defines like a very devout. Church is like the number one thing in your life, Christian, not just, not every single Christian out there, because there's a lot.
Not just that you were baptized and you go on the
holy days. Yeah, you go on Easter and Christmas.
You guys don't specifically date with a religion in mind, right?
Kind of, but it's important.
It is kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
Same religious views, yeah, because then that could cause major arguments.
How long would you give a guy that was a different religion?
I don't know, because I'm struggling with that about going out with this one guy who's not Christian.
Oh, yeah?
Right now, because he's Jewish. So I don't know how much time to devote to somebody who I don't know if I could ever convert to, but...
Mm-hmm. Why do you have to convert? Is he devout Jewish?
Yeah, I would say devout Jewish. From what I know right now, I might not have all the pieces together, but...
That's a big deal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think about marriage. You have to think about the church you want to go to and what church you want to get married to.
Don't ever say that to the guy, ever.
See, I'm trying to think about... I would have to think about my parents, because the family would have a hard time with that, too.
I think I shared this with you guys. When Stacy and I first started going out, I'm Jewish and Stacy's not. And her mom is hardcore Christian.
Catholic.
And
that's a whole different breed.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She cried. When Stacy told her she was dating a Jewish guy, Georgianne told me years later, she cried that, oh, my God. I can't believe
but did she know
Jewish
you?
Guy. No. And she cried more after she got to know me.
Okay.
Hey, Christy, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are y'all?
Good. Is there any truth to this email that Lainey sent basically saying, look, Christian guys are the pickiest, harshest judges of women she's ever known?
It is so true. I actually just broke up with a guy who is Catholic, and I'm a Christian woman, and just if I didn't smile and nod and was completely perfect to a T, the Christian woman, then I got like almost the snub nose looked down on, and I was like, you can't judge me, so.
Was he real involved in the church?
Yes, very, very much so.
Because a lot of times I find that if someone is real involved in their church community, then that is their extended family, and that's who is giving them feedback on who they date. So I think that, the crossing your T's and dotting your I's, as a good Christian woman or man in that situation, you're trying to impress the church.
So supposed to be one of the most accepting environments, but it usually doesn't end up being that way. It seems to be a really judgmental environment.
Well, I think that most denominations are a group of people who are very much alike, just like little small towns. So if somebody comes in that's different, as a culture, we seem to not embrace that.
And you can draw a lot of generalities by dating one guy and having one bad experience with one guy. Like, she'll never date a Christian guy ever again based on this one experience.
We've talked about that before with occupations. People who have like one bad police officer, so never date one again.
Hey, Ashley, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show.
Good morning. I just think that statement's completely unfair to all Christian men. I mean, come on, you can't judge on just a few men the whole population of Christian men. It's not fair.
I agree with you. I mean, I don't think you can judge anybody on one person's behavior, but
Right. I mean, she's getting upset with them for judging her, but then she wants to judge all of them because of that one guy. That's just ridiculous.
She's judging a very judgmental guy.
Well, it sounds like she's been out with a couple of Christians. Yeah, I mean, it's just her experiences. She sounds like she's been with a couple more than one.
Here's Will. Hey, Will.
Hey, I actually waited till I was married to have sex. I'm a Christian, and but I will say this. Christian men definitely are very strict when it comes to what they're looking for in a girl. Unrealistic, definitely unrealistic. Because they want someone that's perfect, but that is just not reality.
Well, can't you say this about?
We kind of forget that we're human.
Can't you say this to anybody that's passionate about their own religion
or anything?
Or anything, like if you're a passionate Jewish guy
or a vegetarian, like anything that you surround yourself, you build your life around. You know what I mean? If you try to date and you're different than that, there's going to be struggles.
What's the Patron shot look there for, Jen?
Well, I think that there's more. I understand what Jeff's saying about somebody that's a vegetarian or something that is the way they live their life and sort of putting that impression upon other people. But I think that there's a specific goal of perfection, and it's not just in one little area, like not eating meat. It's in all areas. So these men are expecting their women to be perfect in every single way. But the look was because, I mean, that's why we're all Christians and ask for forgiveness for our sins, because we're all sinners. So it's kind of, I don't know, it just seems like this juxtaposition of both things. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why you belong to the church and that's why you go there. But then once you're there and admitting that you're a sinner, then all of a sudden you have to become perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Hey, Mark, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, I actually, in a lot of ways, I actually do sadly agree with that email, which is like, before I met my wife, I would actually take them out on dates to actually encourage them because of that. And my wife, when she first, became a Christian, she first joined the church, she didn't go on a lot of dates. You know, she's from New Orleans, and, I don't drink, but, she drinks on occasion, and, she likes to dance. I mean, dude, she's from New Orleans. Like, that's part of their culture. Like,
right.
But they have, Christians from New Orleans, and people kind of, in a lot of ways, they kind of look down on her. You know, she's a career-minded woman. She's, now she's a stay-at-home mom, but, back, when she was single, she was a career-minded woman. And she wasn't your necessarily cookie-cutter Christian woman. Now, the staff looked at her as, wow, she's a go-getter, she's the next person on staff. But a lot of the Christian men, they either, A, were intimidated by her, or, B, they just looked down on her. So it's really true.
Well, and I want to say that I have a friend whose brother's really involved in the church, and I'm just trying to think about it, because not every relationship seems to last, and it usually ends up being him breaking up with her because something disappointed him, And that's
just
normal for any relationship. But now I'm thinking, is that the reason why? Because in a church,
maybe.
Normally in a church, in most churches, the attendees are older. Like churches aren't really attracting young people anymore. Some churches are, most aren't. And if you're in that environment as a young man, you've got a hen house of older women who their idea of a perfect woman is from the 1950s. You know
it's
what I mean?
Very different.
So
than
I think
woman,
that, yeah, I think a young man's getting conflicting ideas of what is realistic, in the church.
The Burt Show.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.